Yes.
How you doing, Coach?
Good.
What kinds of things do you see out here in this type of practice that lead you to say, hey, we're making progress in the passing game, or not in progress?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously the passing game, it takes timing, quarterback to the receiver, what he's seeing, what both guys are seeing. Obviously the protection is the key to the kingdom there when it comes to your passing game, you know, keeping bodies off your quarterback. But what you're seeing is you're seeing the down the field, when there is a contested coverage, you're seeing the receiver separate. You know, our guys are being physical down the field. You are seeing, you know, guys, you're seeing clean pockets. And giving the quarterbacks the ability to throw the ball. And then the other thing too, again, being in your third year, the guys understand our system. And so we're putting them in the same situations that they would be in during the course of a game. And they're handling that information very well, and they're relying on past experience, and it's showing out here on the field.
Coach, I get kind of the ideal, but how much, in a general sense, could one playmaker like Jeremy Macklin sort of change the dynamic of everything else you do and just put everything else in order?
Yeah, you know, you have a guy like Jeremy out there on the ball field, or you know, last season a guy like 13, DeAnthony Thomas, guys like that who have blessed with great skill and ability, can really change the dynamic of a game, and you know, it becomes open field, so to speak. You're not limited to one side of the field or whatever it might be in the case, but you know, with a guy like Jeremy and his veteran leadership, he's familiar with our system. Going back to the days in Philadelphia, can like you said, can change that complexity. And Alex has a lot of trust and faith that he's going to get open and make the catches for him.
And I know you've spoken about this a bit before, but can you just describe the particular dynamics of what particularly makes Jeremy's dynamic so terrific?
Well, one is his speed and agility, number one. His ability to catch the football. He's a smart veteran receiver that's had a lot of plays under his belt, so he comes in with a lot of experience, and just knowing how to get open, you know, has a lot to do. You just go play the game. Bottom line is, we give him all these rules in the meetings, and we say, hey, versus this coverage, do this. Versus it. Bottom line is, go play. Take the handcuffs off and go play, and that's what you're seeing out of Jeremy.
Will his presence allow you guys to go?
I think with that group in general gives us the ability. We got some great guys with some speed, and our tight ends you saw with Travis Kelce and now James O'Shaughnessy and those guys. I mean, you know, we have the ability to do that, and you know, we've got to be smart as coordinators and coaches to put our guys in that right spot, pick our spot. But yeah, I think we'll have that capability.
Do you have to go deep to be successful?
It doesn't hurt, you know. Yeah, you would love to score in four plays and not always put 8, 9, 10 play drives together. But again, you know, if the ball's not there, and Alex is great at this, if it's not there down the field, he's going to find the next available receiver, and he's going to manage that particular play well at that time.
How much confidence is there in Alex to go?
A lot. I mean, you know, that's the thing about this off season and going into camp is, and each year we kind of come away with, okay, let's, this is the time. If you're going to throw an interception, training camp's the time to throw it. Let's test our skill and ability. Let's see what our guys can do. Let's see what the quarterback can do. Let's see what our receivers can do. And this is the time to test that, and we got all the confidence in the world as a staff to, when we call those plays, that, one, they're completion plays, and you know, Alex will do the right thing with the ball.
Jamal didn't do much in the team portion. I assume that's just to limit his wear and tear a little bit. But how do you walk that line between making sure he's not getting beat up for no reason but still getting the work he needs to be ready for?
Well, he's getting blitz periods. He's getting inside run, the 9-on-7 periods. He's getting anything where, yeah, we're not going at the legs, you know, those live periods. And you know, we just got to be smart that way. He's smart that way. Take care of his body. He knows what he's doing, you know. We know what he can do. And he does a nice job with taking care of his body.
You talk about, you know, now being in the system for a few years. Is that something you could have, a luxury you could have had earlier when you guys got here, or were all those reps so important?
Well, when we first got here, the reps were the biggest thing. You know, the thing, just learning our offense, that was the biggest thing when we first got here.
Is that Colton? Is there any few spread snaps at center just throughout this last week or so? Just, what kind of
kind of what led to that, and just how much would that help him just being able to show he can do that?
Well, as you're seeing, our offensive line, first of all, our offensive line has done a heck of a job already in training camp, and my hat's off to them with some of these hot practices and the physical nature that we've done. And, you know, we're constantly rotating guys in and out, and Zach's been one of the guys that we've rotated at center, and just give him, you know, you've got to have those guys. You've got to have those guards and centers that can switch spots. You got to have tackles that can switch spots, and it just makes you a little more flexible and dynamic up front.
Also, with Chris Conley, if this is going on week two where he hasn't been able to practice, we were all looking forward to seeing what he could do, but just how much does it hurt a young guy like that, especially in this offense, when they missed a week of practice and don't quite know when he'll be back?
Well, I tell you this, a guy with working with Chris Conley, he's a very smart individual. He's a very smart football player. He really knows our system well already. He's getting mental reps. I've challenged him here and there, just talking to him on the sideline or whatever. But, you know, obviously you can't take away the actual live rep of a play. I mean, that's just goes without saying. But, you know, hey, we're not going to rush him. He's gonna. You know, our medical team is going to make sure that he's 100% before we put him back out on the field.
At the same time, has Albert Wilson done a really nice job kind of showing what he can do?
Yeah, he has. He has. I mean, he, again, there's another young receiver that not a lot of play time under his belt, but has come in here and has done a nice job.
Doug, are there individuals you're particularly eager to see in a preseason game?
Well, you know, as you go this first game, you want to, with your starters, the key is just being efficient, being effective. They're not in very long, first quarter typically, but after that, you know, your competition at quarterback, you want to be able to see Chase and Aaron and work and manage the game that way. You know, offensively, you look at the tight end situation, you'd love to see those matchups and those battles right there. But at the end of the day, you obviously want to win the football game. But again, putting guys, and that's kind of what preseason is for, is putting your guys in not only their role, but then putting them in a different role just to see what they can handle and see what they can do come game time. He's a guy that if once the regular season comes and you know, we're going to lean heavy on he and Travis or whatever combination that is, yeah, you want to see that he can handle the bright lights when everything comes on during these four games.
What have you seen from him in the three-padded practice?
Yeah,
how he can handle that part again?
He's done a nice job in these three practices. He's sort of carried it over from OTAs where he, you know, obviously you're in pads or out of pads in the OTAs, but he's a smart individual that understands what we're doing, what we're trying to get done. Where he needs to learn, I think, is that inline tight end with his hand on the ground, being physical at the line of scrimmage, because we ask our tight ends to do quite a bit in the blocking and the run game, and that's the improvement that we've seen on a consistent basis each day.
Doug, what type of statement do you want to see from your offense in 2013? Now that you're in year three,
I think you go back to last year. I just think the efficiency, cutting out the little mistakes, taking that next step. We've got guys now that have been here for 3 years, understanding our offense, and you want to see that level raised this year. And all of that has to do, obviously, it starts with your quarterback, and that's where the leadership starts. Just that efficiency. You know, you look at about two or three games last year where we weren't really efficient. We want to be able to finish those games, had a chance to win, and let's learn how to finish going forward.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.